Arnold Schoenberg's Pierrot Le Nerf was a landmark piece for its composer. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says it's one of the strangest, but also one of the most influential works of the century. There's a new recording by one of the master conductors of modern music, Pierre Boulez. Here is Lloyd's review.
In 1912, the year before the premiere of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring triggered the most notorious musical riot of the century, Arnold Schoenberg was creating a quieter revolution. He was slowly obliterating the system of tonality as it had been known for centuries, and his expressionistic masterpiece, Pierrot Le Nerf, which might be translated as Moonstruck Pierrot, was a major step on that thorny path. For someone who was unraveling musical structure, Schoenberg was also obsessively organized. Pierrot Le Nerf was his opus 21, so he assembled 21 poems in three sets of seven by the Belgian poet Albert Giraud about the lovesick clown Pierrot, the Commedia dell'arte character in white face and loose, baggy white silks. The complicated form of these poems is the rondo, 13 lines, one line short of a sonnet, in three stanzas. The first two lines of each poem reappear at the end of the second stanza. Then the opening line comes back again as the last line of the poem. Each poem is a closed circle, claustrophobic, returning to where it started with no way out. The most conspicuous effect is how the words are recited. Schoenberg used the term Sprechstimme or Sprechgesang, a kind of sung speech. Each syllable has a specific pitch and duration. It's like a very expressive parent reading to a child. But these poems are hardly for children. They deal symbolically and sometimes with moments of grim comedy, with questions of art, sexual longing, nostalgic yearning, terror, and guilt. Chopin waltz. As a lingering drop of blood stains the lip of a consumptive, so this music is pervaded by a morbid, deathly charm. Wild, ecstatic harmonies disguise the icy touch of doom as a lingering drop of blood stains the lip of a consumptive. Ardent, joyful, sweet and yearning, melancholic, somber waltzes coursing ever through my senses, leaving an insipid aftertaste like a lingering drop of blood.
Also rot auf diesen Tönen ein vernichtungssüchtiger Reiz. Wilde Lust, Akkorde stören die Verzweiflung eisgetrun. Wie ein blasser Tropfen Bluts färbt die Lippen einer Kranken. Kommst mir nie mehr aus dem Sinn, haftest mir an den Gedanken wie ein blasser Tropfen Blut.
Schoenberg surrounds these poems with a prismatic chamber ensemble, five players playing eight instruments, piano, three strings, and four woodwinds, from piccolo down to bass clarinet. In various recombinations, they capture the icy, glistening but disjointed moonlit world of Giraud's creepy poems. all the instruments appear together only in the lovely, very last song, O Ancient Scent from Far Off Days. Many later composers have written works for the same ensemble, so they could be performed on programs that include Pierrot Lunaire. There's often been a question about how much expression the reciter should have. Some people feel the poem should be delivered with a cool detachment. Schoenberg's own half-century-old recording is grandly passionate. So is the new one by Pierre Boulez, and his luminous ensemble intercontemporain, with soprano Christine Schaefer, who can sometimes sound almost like an instrument herself. 1999 marks the 125th anniversary of Schoenberg's birth. No composer of this century challenged our common assumptions about music more. Many people still hate his music. He might be the most controversial composer of all time, though he was confident that someday he'd be better understood, perhaps even loved. Maybe that's what really drew Schoenberg to a group of poems about a moonstruck clown.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new recording on Deutsche Grammophon of Arnold Schoenberg's Pierrot Lunaire, conducted by Pierre Boulez.